If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and let's see who's on the phone.
Sarah Fry, founder and CEO of Fry Farms.
Hi, Sarah. And you have another title, too, don't you?
I do. Many years ago, the New York Times coined me the Pumpkin Queen of America.
There's a reason for that.
Well, Fry Farms grows more pumpkins, really, than anyone in the U.S., maybe anyone in the world.
More about Her Royal Highness after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, the Queen of Pumpkins, Sarah Fry, was the youngest of 21 children in a blended family, the last one on the farm, and at the age of 15 began her own fresh produce delivery business. Today, Fry Farms has more than 15,000 acres across seven states.
Yeah, Fry Farms is best known as the nation's largest grower of fresh pumpkins, but pumpkins are actually a very small part of what we do. We actually grow more watermelons than we do pumpkins.
One day, about 30 years ago, Sarah was driving her pickup truck and trailer and delivering pumpkins to grocery stores and noticed a Walmart distribution center was being built near Olney.
And I thought to myself as I was driving my truck, I thought, wow, it would be so much easier for me to just take my watermelons and cantaloupes and my pumpkins and everything that I deliver to their stores to that one building. I wonder if they'll be taking produce.
So she stopped in and by chance met a woman who would be in charge of produce buying for the region.
She asked me if I could deliver, when the distribution center opened, if I could deliver truckloads of produce, of watermelons and cantaloupes and pumpkins and things that I was already selling to their stores. And I said, absolutely. And I shook her hand and I walked out of the DC that day. I was a teenage kid and I thought, this is great.
Except.
And I realized she wasn't talking about my pickup truck and my trailer that I had been delivering to their stores in. She was talking about semis. And I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know how to drive a semi.
She learned, though, and four of Sarah's older brothers came back to the farm to help her meet the new demand. The business grew, and Walmart remains a major buyer.
And that is really sort of how they developed many of their fresh produce suppliers with farmers and growers in the communities in which they serve.
Sarah Fry, the Queen of Pumpkins, who adds that we Americans tend to enjoy pumpkins only in the fall, but in other parts of the world, it's a year-round staple.
My favorite pumpkin is this bluish-green pumpkin from Australia called the Jardel, and it is one of the best-eating pumpkins in the world. And eating pumpkin in Australia is just as common as eating potatoes in America.
On the food calendar, it's National Tavern-Style Pizza Day, and
sometimes you feel like a nut.
It's National Nut Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.